The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.
We're starting at the top with a man who is going to be so happy with what happened last weekend, especially the way that a lot of the media pundits like us dropkicks here thought that they may not do so well.
Oh, yeah, we can change our mind, though.
We can be bribed.
Oh, look, you have to be impressed what this fellow's done. Yeah. And it's a coach of the Boston Football Club, Stephen Lester. How are you, mate?
Good. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Hey, not a drama at all. Brilliant win last week. You've got to be so pleased with how the team not just came out at the start, but also when challenged, just managed to keep pushing on.
Yeah, I think that was the key bit. We were challenged a couple of times by, you know, looked a really good side, and we responded. So that was the that was the most impressive part,
mate. You and the club made a concentrated effort a couple of years back to develop within. Now it's starting to pay dividends. Are you happy with the way it's all progressed?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you looked at our side on the weekend, I think of the 22, 20 of them were Busselton kids. So, and I think, and one of them that wasn't was is a cousin of one of the guys. So, you know, so there's a strong connection there. Of those 20, you know, probably 12 or 14 have been together for a couple of years. We've had some younger guys come in, some guys come back. So, look, as you say, possibly it's starting to pay dividends. Hopefully it continues.
Yeah, after round one was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and you look at the next five that sort of probably missed out of those, there's probably, you know, four again that are local. So, you're right. It's been a hard graft over the last couple of years, but I think hopefully this year we can see some benefit out of it.
We've known for a while there's a great talent pool in Busselton, especially that junior level. It's just a matter of getting them to that, you know, Colts level, into reserves, into seniors. Has that been a tough process over the last couple of years to get that convincing of, say, the 16, 17-year-olds that are thinking, oh, gonna, you know, obviously, you know, go do something else? Am I going to play footy? Actually convincing them to stick around?
Yeah, look, you're right. We are fortunate compared to probably some of the other clubs that we do have that population base to work from. Look, not so much. Those good kids will continue to come through. The ones that want to play footy, I don't think we have too much problem. There is a big drop-off in general, but I think that's just that transition from junior sport to senior sport, whether it's football, netball, soccer. It's just an issue for a lot of sports. I guess we're challenged as much as anyone else. I mean, we had three young guys out of our league side that played pretty much all year. They've all gone to Perth for uni. So that's probably our biggest challenge, just sort of keeping them in town, not so much keeping them involved in football. It's just sort of retaining them in town, I guess.
Now, how much does your coaching style change from you took on a very, very young side and now they're developing? Do you change your coaching style much as you go along the track?
Oh, look, I suppose the expectations are higher as much as anything. Plus, we're putting a bit more back on the group itself to start driving some of the on and off field behaviours. I think that's probably the key part of it, and that was evident on the weekend on field for sure. So that's where it's changed and or trying to change and say, okay, look, it's not me telling you to do this, it's me asking and you telling me what you know. And then I'm saying, well, you know the answer. Go and do it, sort of thing.
It must be great to have blokes like Mass Hislop and John Meadmore back in the black and white.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you're talking, Johnny's played a lot of footy now. I think he's, what, three-time premiership player. So that record speaks for itself. You don't get those sort of guys sort of wanting to come back to your club. And Mace obviously played here as a junior and played some footy before he went up to Perth in the senior level. And to get those guys back, look, there's a lot of been said in and out of it, but it was a pretty easy transition for those guys once they wanted to come back. And we said, well, look, you're welcome. And that was pretty much it. And look, they haven't missed a beat in pre-season. And the players have welcomed them back. And the way they played on the weekend, you can just see it's not an issue. It's they're both pretty excited to be back amongst it.
Now, Aidan Fraser has been very good for a long time. Oh. Helped out a lot by young Kemp. What's the story on young Kemp?
Yeah, Jed's in his third year of senior footy now. And we've, I guess, we've tried him in a few different roles, knowing that probably he's got a role to play up forward eventually. But when he first came in, he was used to being a bigger kid, if you like, against in under-8 competitions. Then his growth slowed down, so he couldn't sort of play that sort of role in the league side. So we played him a bit on the wing in his first year for two reasons. One, to sort of, because of his body shape, but also to teach him that, well, okay, you're not that big power forward or big defender where you've got to learn to run a bit more now. And to his credit, he took that on board. Last year, in the second half of the year, with injuries, we were forced to sort of throw him into the ruck, which, look, he certainly competed there, but he was undersized. But once again, it was his sort of running ability across the ground that sort of gave us something in there. But now we've got Tom Fleming, who's another local kid, back. It's just allowed us to roll him up forward, and he's learned a lot in his last couple of years, and his work rate's great, and his body's a bit bigger and stronger now. So
it's nice to have options, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, we do now, and that's probably the key difference to our forward line. There are a couple of options there that we can spread the goal scoring. Obviously, both of those guys got on the end of it last week, and look, maybe they can do it again this week, but if not, I'm confident someone else will bob up.
Now, mate, this week's going to be an absolute cracker.
So good.
The running premier's got fixed up out at Eton. They'll be pretty cranky.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy to see
that. Whoever is, come on.
You'd be looking forward to the contest, though.
Yeah, look, as I said to our guys, well, you know, this is the test again. You know, if we want to be taken seriously, or do we want to say, okay, yep, that was one we got away with, and we're back to the drawing board, so to speak. So, look, I think we'll be up for the challenge, and look, we can't deny that Bunbury are a top side, and obviously last year's premiers, but I guess on the positive side, we'll come up against one of the sides. Well, Harvey Watt, one played in the last two prelims, expected to go well this year, and I'm sure they will, and then we play Bunbury again. So after 2 weeks, we'll know where we're at pretty quickly.
And so that's the thing. I would imagine you see the fixture, say, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago, whenever it came out, and you see the fact that you've got Harvey, you've got Bunbury to start with, and you just go, well, that's a good challenge for us. We're going to see exactly where we're at. We're going to find out if we're good enough or if we need to improve. And at the moment, you'd suggest that, you know, things are not looking too bad so far, of course, save for this weekend.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the way we looked at it. I guess you can't look at it and go, oh, shit, we're playing the two top sides sort of thing. And it's always hard to gauge through your pre-season. You think you've gone okay, and people ask you how you're going to go, and you really don't know until you start playing against other sides. And, you know, every club's going to have their ups and downs throughout the course of the year. But we got up last week. We need to be up again this week.
Steve Lester bringing us our first bleep of the season, which is nice to see.
I'll tell you what.
That's all right. That's all right.
If you like your footy,
yeah,
go along and have a look at this one.
Yep.
It'll be a ripper.
Absolutely. Great game happening at Payne Park on Sunday, 2:30. Bunbury versus Busselton. Colts starting at 9. Resi's 11:05. The women's game at 1:20. And then the league game at 2:30. Should be very entertaining this weekend. Steve, great to chat to you. Great start last week. Hope for continued success this year. Strong Busselton team is always a good thing, I find. And hopefully you guys have a great season and knocking on the door of top five, and hopefully see you towards the finals then.
Yeah, thanks for that, and apologies for the indiscretion.
Totally fine. It's just a couple of beers later in the season. It's all
have a good
stage.
One, mate.
This is Out of Bounds at Triple M.
Out of Bounds, Triple M.